are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have a very, very busy show. A lot of medical news, a lot of updates to talk to you about. Of course, if any more breaking news comes in regards to the situation in Libya, of course, we will stop and inform you. As many of you have heard, last night there was an attack on the U.S. Embassy and U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens, and three other Americans were killed in an assault on the consulate in the eastern city of Benghazi. As they were fleeing, they were killed in their vehicle. The Defense Department has dispatched, from what I understand, I believe two units of 50 Marines or 50 Marines total to go to Libya to reinforce security there. Of course, Libyan government officials have condemned the attack and have offered condolences. Many of us very confused how this could happen, especially on the anniversary of September 11th. We will keep you posted as we get any more news. Of course, our hearts and prayers are with the families of those affected. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Very, very interesting news in medical news. Apparently, we have a gentleman who was in a coma for about 7 years, was given a medicine very similar to Ambien and woke up. This isn't the first time we've heard this, so we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how some of your blood pressure medications may actually be slowing down Alzheimer's. It's one of my favorite groups of blood pressure medications, so some of you may already know which one we're going to discuss, but it's important to know. Also, it looks like when you decide to take naps on the weekend, it could probably worsen your work week. That's me. I love my nappy poos on the weekend, so we'll talk about that, how to increase your energy. And, of course, more news or breaking news as it comes in. Please call us, though, with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, if you don't like letters and can't find letters on your phone, it's 1-877-362-3254. We have tons of your emails. We'll try to get to those as well. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. You could always email us at drdahlia.com. Of course, we are on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Look us up. And on Twitter. Whew. See, I think I've been able to narrow all that down. Don't you hate that when you have to hear a radio host do all the housekeeping issues? So meanwhile, it's like 30 minutes past the hour and you're like, all right, now get to the stories. But at least we got all that in and all that done. I get to speak at the Brandeis National Committee luncheon today. Pretty exciting. They always serve good food, too, from what I hear. So I'm pretty excited about that, although I am hungry. So if you hear my stomach growl, I apologize. Okay, so what's happening here? A South African man who has been in a coma for 7 years supposedly awoke after given the sleeping pill Stilnox. Now, this type of medication has been played with and experimented with for a while on comatose patients. And this just blows my mind how this works. Apparently, the gentleman, Ayanda Nikinana of Johannesburg, back in 2005, was traveling along an Eastern Cape Road car crash, was left with severe brain injuries. Doctors said he would never recover. His eyes really wouldn't follow in any direction. If you were talking to him and you would move, he doesn't follow you, couldn't talk, nothing. All right. Now, the wife had been looking up Stilnox and had seen some local success, all right, or paper in the local paper, some success. And she had asked that her husband be given this drug. It does have the active ingredient zolpidem, which is in what we know to be as Ambien. Less than a week later of her husband getting the drug, he was able to talk, recognize family members, and remember past conversations. This is incredible. Now, still, I don't want everybody popping Ambien at home, okay, or Zolpidem, thinking you'll be able to help your memory, et cetera. No, no, no. I mean, this is a very, very unique neurological case and type of consequence that we still don't understand. We have no idea why this works. But it's, I guess back in 1994, a 24-year-old switchboard operator from South Africa was struck by a truck, went into a deep coma. 5 years later, so now we're talking in 1999, which is kind of roughly when Ambien started to come out in the United States and be used widespread. A doctor prescribed Stilnox to help with the involuntary spasms. The boy wakes up, speaks to mom for the first time within 25 minutes. Now, from what we understand, the drug's effects could wear off after 2 hours. Some doctors are trying them on multiple doses throughout the day. The doctor, Wally Nell, told Daily Mail, although we're getting this from the Huffington Post, that he has prescribed the pill for more than 150 brain damage patients and has seen improvement in about 60% of them. Again, we wish we knew why this worked, but we don't. Now, from what we understand, like I said, we don't seem to be using this widespread now for our comatose patients in America, although there was a case where we had one gentleman who had a very severe traumatic brain injury, was given Ambien 4 times a day. But the effects only lasted about an hour each time. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, Ambien is supposed to put you to sleep. Zolpidem puts you to sleep. Stilnox puts you to sleep. Again, remember, these are neuroleptic drugs. They work on your nervous system. So, you know, what this tells us is we may assume and use something for one type of diagnosis, but because of the way it acts on the brain, you could always have an opposite effect. It's one of these ideas that we see many times with like allergy shots or homeopathy. You know, something may make you nauseous, but if you give a homeopathic dose, it may actually cure your nausea. Same thing. Sometimes you almost have to cut to heal. All right, we see this in surgery all the time. You'll have somebody with a horrible wound or a decubitus ulcer, and we actually cut and clean and debride to help it heal more. And this type of notion in medicine has been with us for ever since I think medicine existed. So the only thing is please keep in mind when you are popping these pills to sleep, you know, they are some pretty powerful, potent drugs, especially if they can wake someone out of a coma. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,742.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,785.20, $892.60 for a half ounce, or $446.30 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,785.20, $892.60, and $446.30.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I got a cough. See, I couldn't cough during break. I had to wait till I got started. All right, Frederick writes, Doctor, what is the best way to wake up in the morning? Cup of joe, vegetable juice, I'm always dragging. Okay, you know, that's interesting because, you know, we spend a lot of time on how to get to sleep and how to fall asleep. We don't really talk about how to get up in the morning. And a lot of us drag. Now, there's a lot of things we doctors recommend, but of course I always talk about personal because I do. The one thing I've learned, and this is something not in the medical textbooks, but it's worked for me, is you don't wake up at the last minute of when you need to wake up. You know, for example, like right now I'm doing my show now 9 a.m. to noon. All right. I love it. All right. There is no way, even if I am all prepped for my show the night before, I'm going to wake up in the 8 o'clock hour Pacific time. There's no way I would do that because I notice I need to get my groove on, right? I need to, you know, get a running start. So I usually wake up a few hours before. Now, I know for many people that's not very practical because you barely get 8-9 hours sleep. Most of you probably only get 5-6 hours sleep. But the one thing I recommend, and we'll talk about other things you could do to wake yourself up in the morning, is let's say you usually wake up at 7 a.m. All right, that's when you have to wake up in the morning, and then you get out of bed, and you go to the bathroom, and your feet hurt. And, you try to stretch out your feet because you have plantar fasciitis. And the first 10, 15 minutes of your morning is horrible. Well, one thing I recommend is maybe just wake up 15 minutes before. Okay. Now, don't hit the snooze. Well, you may have to hit the snooze because I don't want you to fall back asleep. But maybe wake up, go to the bathroom, get up, get back to bed and just lie there and think about something. All right. Till the point where your body is sick of being in bed. You know how some days when we get to sleep in, sometimes we're like, I'm just going to stay here all day. And then after a while, your body gets sick of lying there. I've never understood that. I bet it's because your body wants to circulate blood, get you moving, get you to get up and eating. It's amazing how your body knows more than you do. But I've done that. I've tried to sleep in all day on a one. It doesn't happen. Probably within 10, 15 minutes of me actively making that decision, I get up. My body's like, I'm ready to go. So maybe we need to do that. Rather than you being woken up out of a deep sleep, wake up 15 minutes before you need to. But again, don't just shut the alarm off, go back to sleep, because then you'll miss work. Does that make sense? I always recommend a hot shower. Just some sort of shower to stimulate you. Of course, most of us do. Some people shower the night before, which is fine to, I shower the night before to put me to sleep, because the hot water puts me to sleep, but then it also wakes me up in the morning. But one of the best things that I notice works is music. Get that music pumping. And none of this elevator stuff that always seems to wake you up with your alarm. Have it, and no commercials. It should probably be something on your iPod or whatever, but have some rock music or whatever pumps you up plain. Music is so stimulatory. It's got to be the right kind. I love classical, but classical relaxes you. Nothing like that. I mean, I know some of you really, get a fire in your step with Bach, but for the most part, something that you could really jam to, that you could sing to, you could dance to. It's got to be something you could shake your butt to. That's going to wake you up. Now, y'all should be doing some sort of exercise in the morning, but if you don't, get that exercise going. All right? Now, foods. What kind of foods wake you up? Well, surprisingly, there's no real consensus on what you should eat in the morning, but it has been known that oats or high-fiber foods wake you up. And because many of them have vitamin B. Now, vitamin B does give you a boost. I know some of you are like, why don't I just get a vitamin B shot? I really am trying to avoid extra, pharmaceuticals. And you guys, vitamin B shots are crucial for people low in vitamin B. But if you have good vitamin B and you're tired, still, it's good to get it from a dietary source. You can only take so much in terms of vitamins. The other thing about oats is sometimes it makes you poop. And I don't know about you guys, but, after you go through a, 10, 20 minute poop, for some of us it's exhausting, but for the rest of us, we're ready to get the hell out of the house because we can't breathe. All right, so your oats have calcium, magnesium, selenium, manganese. I'm getting this from realbuzz.com. I like it because it only gives about 5 of them, so I don't have to read everything in the book. But you guys get the gist. Some oatmeal and stuff wakes you up. Now, you see, for me, I take a little chocolate. I use a little bit of chocolate. It has chromium. It has magnesium. It has a little bit of caffeine in it, and I've been using that. Not good. Not good because either you could gain weight, but it works. It does. So for those of you, but keep in mind, if you are going to snack on chocolate, make sure you only have a finite piece. Don't start, going into one of those, big, huge movie theater type candy bars. Fruit is always a great idea in the mornings. I know some of you are like, wait a second, all the breakfast cereal commercials back in the 60s and 70s had fruit with oatmeal. Absolutely. That's what we use for morning. Not so much to sustain you for hours, but because it's a pick-me-up. So put some fruit, into your cereal or your oatmeal, or just eat some fruit, okay? Watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, berries, orange juice, all right? These vitamins, they give you a big boost, and they last for a long time. Also, hydrate. Drink a lot of water when you wake up in the morning. Remember, you are dehydrated. You haven't been drinking for the last 8-9 hours when you sleep. Be a lot of a sweat when we sleep, right? Right? some of us, let's move on from that topic. A lot of us, when we breathe, we lose fluid, right? So if you're lying there with your mouth open, you're going to be losing fluid from your breath. And so you really have the ability to dehydrate every day when you wake up. Hydrate with fluids. When you're fatigued, when you have a headache, you're kind of in slow-mo, get some fluids in you. A lot of you go to the tea. You go to the green tea. All right, green tea extract, we've known, can boost endurance. Study in Japan, a huge one, showed that it could boost endurance up to 24%. Great energy drink to sip before a workout, green tea. My only thing is I wouldn't say drink green tea right before a workout because of the caffeine. You're already going to be increasing your heart rate. I don't want you to increase your heart rate too much. But in the morning, when you're on your way to work, you could do that. Now, the one food I do disagree with because I can't stand the taste is beets. I don't understand why these beets, probably one of the most disgusting tasting vegetables I've ever come across, is always at any of these lists. Hey, you want to boost your memory? Beet. You want to help lose weight? Beet. You want to have energy in the morning? Beet. I mean, they just beat you over this with a damn beet. But anyway, beets give you energy. They probably give you energy because you're so scared of it bleeding on your plate and bleeding into all your food that you want to run. A lot of magnesium, iron, vitamin C in it. Studies have shown that it helps increase your ability to exercise. That was from researchers at the University of Exeter. You know what? Okay, stop. I think I've had beet soup. Is borscht beet, is Russian soup borscht? I got to look that up because I've had that and that's good. That's some pretty darn good stuff. Okay, but no, drippy beet. Wait a sec, we got Don on research right now. Okay, Don says yes. Okay, so I've had some borscht. Don't you love the Russian language? Duh, borscht, vodka. That is a real manly language, isn't it? Yeah, that's pretty manly, borscht. Okay, all right. So I guess I have had beets. And at some point liked it. I just don't like how, I mean, the fuchsia color is cool. You know, I get that, but it just scares me. Maybe it's because it's so bright. Maybe it's because it's so wet. Maybe it's because it drips all over your plate and it changes your chicken color from whitish to pinkish purple. I don't know, but I just get very taken back by beets. Now, finally, if you are sluggish in the morning, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you are sluggish in the morning, as a doctor, the first thing I think of, yes, I am a doctor, the first thing I think of is sleep apnea. Maybe you're not getting that good of sleep. And my patients who have used the CPAP, the continuous positive airway pressure to get oxygen into them, they say when I wake up in the morning, I have so much energy. Ah, you see? So if you've been hypoxic all night, because remember, you get more oxygen when you're up running around listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show than when you're lying down on your back or on your side or your tongue being pushed back, obscuring your oropharynx. You lose oxygen, you're getting hypoxic. No wonder you're exhausted. And then it takes you hours to regroup. Now, you notice I didn't say cup of joe. Some of you like cup of joe, some of you don't. I'm okay with that. Every now and then there's a study saying coffee's healthy, so I'm good. It's just I see what you guys put in your coffee, not the smartest thing to do. But, you know, I'd like you to look into those other things. And, of course, thyroid, anemia, B12 levels, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Going to be a great time. Leaving out of Seattle next June for about an 8-day, 7-night trip. Going up the Inside Passage, going through Victoria, British Columbia, etc. Just beautiful. And for those of you that had a really, really bad summer, I think we're going to want to have a great trip to look forward to next summer. So please go to my website, check that out, contact the travel agent to get yourself booked. All right. So while we were talking about being sleepy and not being able to get up in the morning, apparently there was a study done that says if you take a nap on the weekend, it just makes you more tired Monday, because it's more difficult to fall asleep on Sunday. I know some of you are like, well, duh, is this news? Honestly, it is. Remember, we medical people aren't that exciting, right? All right. Dr. Carter, what's his first name? Dr. Greg Carter is a neurologist and sleep medicine specialist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. He insisted that any sleep debt from the working week can be balanced out just by spending 8 hours in bed. Okay, stop the giggles. They say to maintain our internal clock, we need to go to bed 8 hours. See, but he says 8 hours. You see? Don't you love it when Dr. Dahlia is agreed with by the special? And this guy goes to a good, this guy's from like a good medical center. That's like University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. I mean, that's some, you know, pretty heavy duty academia there. And, you know, he agrees with me on the 8 hours. You see? Push it to 9, though. Dr. Dahlia says 9. But how come none of these articles quote me? Well, Dr. Dahlia says, he should sleep here. Nobody quotes me. Anyway, he says to maintain our internal clock, we need to go to bed 8 hours before our usual time for getting out of bed in the morning. Too many of us stay up later on Friday and Saturday nights. Well, duh. And she is to sleep in on Saturday or Sunday mornings. Oh, okay, so I get it. So everybody needs to go to bed by 8:30 on their Friday and Saturday night. All right, they say this pattern. Oh, now he makes it boring. This pattern combined with sleep defeating actions that may include alcohol consumption and late night checking of emails just prior to bedtime makes for a painful Monday wake up call. See, he's a neurologist. That's why they talk like that. I'm not making fun of neurologists. Neurologists are cool. But who speaks like that? Sleep defeating actions. See, a family doc would say, come on, you're messing your poop up. Come on, people. Don't muck my stuff up. That's how the family doctors talk. But the neurologist is like, well, this pattern combined with sleep-defeated actions may include alcohol consumption. Okay, so is he trying to tell us not to drink on the weekends? I know. I tell you guys not to drink. I talk about alcohol a lot on the show. But I'm not, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, that uncool to say no drinking on the weekends. I'll just avoid that subject. Come on. I need to look cool. I'm not a neurologist, and I don't want people to think I'm uncool. Dr. Carter says going to sleep earlier is more effective. What do you mean he sounds sexy? Honestly, he's got a job. That is a good point for him. Maybe I don't know what this guy looks like. Maybe he's sexy or not. Okay, my only thing is he's telling us if we're in bed, we sleep. So I don't know how much action is going to go with that sexiness. If he's telling you to sleep. It's very difficult to be married to a sleep specialist. You know that. Right? You're like, oh, dear, come on, let's do some lovey-dovey. No, honey, we need to get our 8-9 hours of sleep. Well, honey, I want to do lovey-dovey. No? By the way, you have apnea, and we need to smack a CPAP mask on you. Ooh, sounds kinky. No, to sleep. Am I the only one enjoying this? Oh my God. See, I'm married to a chiropractor. We have a lot more fun, right? No, nobody's slapping a CPAP mask on me. No one's complaining about my snoring. I don't know if I can be married to a gastroenterologist, you know? Honey, you need a colonoscopy. Oh, honey, come on. Let's do some lovey-dovey. No, sorry. Not with what I've seen all day long. I don't know. Well, honestly, probably the sexiest doctor, we did a study years ago, was the orthopedic surgeon. You know, surgeons were number one, found to be the most sexy of all doctors. And no, not Family Doc radio hosts. We were close. I think we were number 98. But orthopedic surgeons were found to be the sexiest, probably because many of them were athletes. You know, and then, you know, they go to medical school and they're like, all right, well, we're going to deal with the bones. We're going to deal with the femurs. Some ACLs, right? I'm going to screw in a tibia. It's sexy stuff. They get to use power tools. If you guys, I mean, the bone saws, oh, you guys would like those bone saws. There's some really cool stuff. You know, neurosurgeons, you would think neurosurgeons would be the least sexy of the surgeons, but it's really the urologists. Yeah, yeah, unbelievably. Now, there are some urologists that are sexy, okay? I don't want to insult any of my listeners, but I think urologists came below neurosurgeons. Yeah, imagine that. Okay, all right, so no taking a nap on the weekend. You guys got that? All right, what's happening in New York? All right, the New York, oh, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. New York City soda ban decision is expected tomorrow. New York City's controversial proposal to regulate restaurant sales of large sugary drinks is going to come to a head. Isn't that cute how the writers did that, right? Because you have the foam, right, with the soda and the foam coming to a head. Yeah. The city's Board of Health is scheduled to decide the measure's fate tomorrow. Of course, I believe they were all appointed by Mayor Michael Bloomberg anyway, so I don't know where the neutrality is, but I guess they're expected to pass the measure, effectively prohibiting city restaurants, delis, sports facilities, street vendors from selling these beverages, but if they're over 16 ounces. Can't do over 16 ounces less. However, grocery stores and convenience stores will still be able to sell them. Of course, the mayor thinks he is going to combat obesity by doing this. Yeah, hopefully, is probably thinking this will help him for a hopeful presidential bid in the future. I don't know. I know it's making a lot of people mad who buy one of those big drinks and split it up among them, among the family. That's what we do. We go to a movie, we buy one popcorn, one drink, and we split it up. We've been avoiding soda, though. I've been trying to sneak in waters because I don't like paying $2.50 a water at the movie theater. But don't tell my movie theater that I sneak in waters. But every now and then when, you know, the kids are like, Mom, I need a soda. I couldn't wake up this morning because I didn't have my cup of joe. So, so we got a big one, we split it, and we save money. That's how I look at it. Okay, so anyway, I guess there is a coalition. There's a New Yorkers for Beverage Choices. If you want to join that, I guess look up New Yorkers for Beverage Choices, a coalition of individuals and businesses opposed to the regulations. I hate when government steps into our business. Here's my problem. Okay, you're going to cut back on soda. Are you going to cut back on cheesecake? Are you going to cut back on pizza, how big the pizza slice could be? Are you going to cut back on chocolate milk? My problem is when does it stop? You know, I don't know. Anyway, they think that this will cure obesity. In the United States, nearly 2/3 of adults are overweight or obese. Bloomberg says health-related problems, which include increased risk of heart disease and diabetes, cost the city about $4 billion a year. Okay, I would say French fries are also a big risk factor. What are they going to do? Ban French fries? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Honestly, I really think this is just all a political ploy, right? Say you're banning large size drinks, it puts you in the news. I mean, look, we're talking about them, but does that really combat obesity? I mean, you want to combat obesity in New York, shut down the subway system and make everybody walk. I mean, if you really, really, really are worried about your citizens' waistline, get rid of the cab drivers, get rid of the subway system and make everybody walk to work. But thinking that this ruling on sodas and cutting back to less than 16 ounces is going to do what it's supposed to do with obesity is ludicrous. And it's a show. It's just a show. All right. There's many other things that have sugar and fat. What's scary is, does he really think this will work? I mean, A, then he really doesn't understand the mechanics of obesity. And two, is he going to go after pizza and French fries and hamburgers and every other food that you could think of that adds to our American waistline? I know there's falafel over there. Falafel, I don't think is as bad. All right. I like the Euros, though. Yeah, I love one of those Euro carts. Although lately, all these carts, they had like kebab meat. There was kebab meat this time around when I was in New York. I love going to New York and seeing what's in the carts because every time it's something different. So, is this somebody just trying to, you know, make some media news, make some headlines and help his political career? Or is this somebody who really thinks that government could step in and prevent consumer purchases and consumption? And is it going to just stop there? Either way, to me, it doesn't look good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Jackie on the line. Hey, Jackie, how you doing?
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Hi, sweetie. Where are you listening from?
California, and I'm right now, I just dialed the 800 number, and I'm hearing you over the phone. 5791.
Oh, that's weird. I mean, you're calling the 1-877-DOC-DALI?
Yeah, well, no, it's 1-800-259-5791, and thought I was going to be talking to Dr. Dan, but I always hear you and I love who you are.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's so I'm really blessed.
Same here, honey.
I like his products. You know, the home naturopathic things with the heart and raw heart and lignans.
I'm not too familiar with that product line, honey.
Okay, well, I'm diabetic.
Okay.
And I don't know whether I'm one or two. I have irritable bowel, and and I am walking when I wasn't walking for like 6 months, and I'm doing the...
Good. So you're exercising. Good.
Yeah. And but I'm trying to put it together because I want to get off the insulin.
Right.
And I keep feeding the insulin.
Now, I mean, you say you don't know if you're type 1 or type 2. Did your doctor check a C-peptide? I mean, is it because your doctor doesn't know if you're type 1 or type 2?
When I was diagnosed nearly 30 years ago, he didn't know, and he didn't want to put me on oral medication, so he put me on insulin.
Okay. You know, I mean, again, that was 30 years ago. It may not hurt to, you know, have your doctor revisit it. There are some blood tests he could do to see, you know, insulin, it's very inexpensive and it works, but it could cause weight gain and it's tough to take the shots. I don't know if I could do it. You're a tougher person than I am. But again, if that's what you need, you know, if you are type one, that's what you need, you know?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm taking. Okay. And hopefully I'm doing things now like the, cacti, the, what's the name of the cactus that I'm taking? That's supposed to help you get off the insulin. But
I've heard about that, which is cool. You know, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and so we were talking about that 30 some years ago. How, you know, many people in the especially Native Americans who are at high risk for diabetes as well as Latinos that there was cactus properties that helped fight diabetes. Incredible stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And I was eating the raw Nepalese salad, and my blood sugar just dropped down to nothing. But it didn't last, you know what I mean? And I don't know whether that's because I didn't want to drop the insulin right away, so I'm trying to balance it out.
Of course.
Between taking some insulin and after 2 days of not taking it and having normal blood sugars, I go into having to take it because of whatever I've eaten or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to balance it all out.
All right. Well, you know what, Jackie? I'm so glad you called. I know we're going to be coming up on the end of the show soon, so I got to get to a little bit more medical news. But God bless you, honey. And my recommendation is to definitely work with your doctor. Tell him you would like to eventually get off the insulin. Many doctors don't realize that, you know, patients are unhappy with their medicine regimen. And so you'll come in for a refill, you know, you'll come in, you know, to see how your blood work's doing, et cetera, and they'll just refill your medicines. And, you know, if you're a type 1 diabetic, you need the insulin. There's not much you can do about it. But if you're a type 2 diabetic and the insulin that was, that you were put on 30 years ago, is not the regimen you really have to be on, have your doctor revisit it. He could run something that we call C-peptide. Of course, have him run your numbers. And, you know, he could kind of tell. And especially if he thinks you're type 2, experiment with some oral hypoglycemics. I love the fact that you're exercising. I think it's really cool that you're looking into some alternative type properties. But here's the thing. We want our diabetics to be tightly controlled, very, very tight. So, you know, you won't see as many MDs like myself, unfortunately, be as open to the alternative medicine realm with that if there's no proof that that's going to keep your diabetes in line. Like, for example, with cholesterol, many of my patients say, Dr. Dahlia, I want to take red rice yeast or red yeast rice. Okay? Now, that acts like a statin, which is very, very similar to, obviously, Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc. Well, many of us MDs, we know how to quantitate the Lipitor. We know how to quantitate the Crestor. We're comfortable with those medications. We're comfortable with the studies, the patient outcomes, the risks versus benefits, and know how to watch and monitor you. The over-the-counter red yeast rice, red rice yeast, and, you know, yeah, we know it works, but we have no idea what dosage you're taking. We are well, some of us do, but the majority of us, we don't, because there's nothing standard that's out there. And so, unfortunately, you know, many of you are like, well, gosh, you know, all I do is I go to the doctor and I get a pharmaceutical. Well, you know, keep in mind, it also depends on the disease. You know, if that, like, for example, sex drive. Sex drive, that's something we all want to find a cure for. I got to tell you, the doctor that figures out loss of sex drive in women, that doctor is going to be an absolute hero. And I know people say go to the oysters, go to the anchovies. Women don't like anchovies, and honestly, oysters, really, really? All right. So with something like that, a doctor may be more open to your leads in alternative medicine or complementary medicine, because you're not going to die probably either way. Yeah, when it comes to diabetes, when it comes to cholesterol, our license is on the line. There is no way we can explain to a board why we allowed your sugars to be out of control if we knew gosh darn well what to prescribe. You don't leave medical school. It doesn't matter what specialty you're going into without knowing how to manage high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol. Unfortunately for the patient, a lot of times they're going to get a close-minded doctor who's going to say, look, I'm not going to mess with it. Now, what I allow my patients to do is once I get them in control, then I'll let them maybe experiment. Maybe I'll back off a little bit with the medicine, let them experiment. But I'm not going to let somebody whose blood sugar's in the 300-400 try anything complementary in the beginning. Because again, you're seeing me. If you're, if you're seeing me and I'm an MD, it's because you want my opinion. If not, you would have just stayed home and tried the complementary medicine. See what I mean? All right, now, yes, I do have people that go, no, Dahlia, all I want is you to do blood work while I, you know, you see if the complementary medicine is working. Some doctors will do that, but a lot of doctors will not put their license on the line. They'll say, no, not on my watch. So, you know, it's frustrating for you as a patient, but honestly, if I had to tell you what I would choose and what I would favor is get the diabetes in good control first, because for every day your diabetes is out of control, you're increasing your risk of heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney disease, etc. Get yourself in control. Then, hopefully you have a doctor that's a little open-minded that will allow you to maybe, you know, maybe back off a little bit with the medicine while you try the complementary and see if the complementary works. If it didn't work, then you know you didn't lose too much. You didn't ruin an eye or pop a blood vessel or put yourself at risk for blindness experimenting. But as for other conditions where it's not life threatening, where we don't have a clock ticking on how quickly we need to get you managed, I think it's kind of cool to try some of those things. You know, like garlic, you know, many people look at garlic and cinnamon and, yeah, I think that stuff is cool. I don't like pills, but I like the, you know, if you want to add garlic to your food because you think it'll, enhance your, cholesterol metabolism, fine by me. I think that stuff's cool. If you're going to pop a pill of garlic to prevent popping a pill of Lipitor, I'm going to question, well, are you really going as natural as you can? You know, one thing I talk about, you know, how frustrated I get is people will say, Dr. Dahlia, no pills. I will not take any pharmaceuticals. Yet they come in with 7 bottles from the health food store in tablet form. And I'm like, but you're taking pills. I mean, if you're going to do natural, then that means you're eating the natural garlic. You're sticking your teeth into a clove. Doesn't mean you're popping a pill. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.